If you weren't looking for it, you might miss it. Sitting between a nail salon and a discount grocery store in a shopping plaza that seems to have an endless parking lot. Tucked in the plaza is a multi-million dollar medical clinic.
The model is just all-inclusive, where you come and you get everything taken care of in one place.
That's CEO Mark Kent of CAC Florida Medical Centers, a subsidiary of health insurance giant Humana. CAC stands for
Clínica Asociación Cubana, and so the model originated in Cuba.
The model isn't new. What we now call managed care has roots in mutual aid societies in Tampa that began in the early 1900s. This type of clinic, which creates social connections to go along with the medical care, came to Miami-Dade under the CAC name in 1964. Now, there are 17 CAC locations across Florida. In September, two opened in Tampa.
There's been such a resounding response to our presence here, and it's what I call like healthcare deserts. So we do great in the communities that are low income, underserved communities, and we're bringing great and fantastic total healthcare into those communities.
They rely heavily on technology, things like electronic medical records and a machine called the Quick Meds Prescription Dispenser.
When the physician is in the exam room, he or she would send, and as they're writing their prescription for the patient, he or she will send it to this room, and the machine kicks in. And automatically, right out here, just like a Coca-Cola vending machine, out comes their prescription drug labeled in the bottle, and all of the tech has to do is come in, look at it, comes out with a receipt, verify and confirm, stick it in the bag, and take it to the exam room.
The machines are stocked mostly with generics, drugs that come with no copay for most of the center's patients. There's no extra stop at the drugstore since patients leave with the medicine they need. The other part of the CAC model is the wellness center that's next door.
The psychosocial piece, which is very, very powerful, because as you get older and the kids are older and they've moved away, you know, maybe they're not around as often, this creates this sense of community, and they make new best friends, which is really awesome.
Betty Battles goes to the wellness center every day. She lives close to the Seminole Heights location at the J.L. Young Apartments, a public housing complex where 500 elderly or disabled people live.
A lot of people do give up. They don't want to go anywhere. They don't attend parties. They're just depressed. You know, and I went through that stage for a short time. But I'm not going to let it get me. You know, I'm not now. I'm very motivated.
Battle says the CAC has been life-changing for her, pulling her back from loneliness and isolation.
Because this gives you something to do that you look forward to every day. And I think the depression has lifted a lot from a lot of people.
Brenda Rabelar is the activities coordinator at the Wellness Center. She says they do a birthday celebration every month.
Any of the patients that have a birthday for that month, then we go ahead and celebrate their birthday. We do that every single month. So it's very special for them.
They sang in English.
Happy birthday to you.
And in Spanish. Patients get access to doctors and specialists on the medical side. In the wellness center, it's all about games, fitness classes, and being social. Gail Bryant says she'll come over even on days she doesn't have a medical appointment.
Because I worked in the healthcare business all my life, and it's a far cry from what it used to be to what it is now, you know. I mean, you're talking about health maintenance. It helps you maintain your health, you know.
According to CEO Mark Kent, the Seminole Heights CAC already has 300 patients. That's what they expected to get in a year. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.